I'd like to call this meeting of the LaGrange Zoning Board of Appeals for July 6, 2020 to order. This meeting is being held in accordance with the New York State Governor Cuomo Executive Order regarding town public meetings, allowing us to use Zoom as a mechanism by which to conduct town business. For those of you that have dialed in via the phone, use *6 on your phone if you wish to raise your hand to speak during the meeting. If not, you have the mute and unmute mic icons on the Zoom session. First order of business is I would like to appoint Jared DeLeo as a full voting member of the board for this evening. Since one of our members, Sandy Lane, has resigned due to other time commitments, I'd like to also take this opportunity to thank Sandy for her many years of service to the town as a member of this board, and that she will be missed as a presence at our meetings. Our first order of business is to approve the minutes from our February 3rd meeting. Do I have a motion to accept those minutes?
I move.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, the meeting minutes from February 3rd are approved. We have five area variances to consider tonight. The first one is an area variance from AGS Commerce seeking to construct a 21,184 square foot warehouse at 19 Commerce Grid. This is in an industrial zoned area. This expansion requires a lot coverage of 35%. The zoning law, as stated, requires a maximum lot coverage of 30%, so we are seeking a relief of 5%. Is there someone here to speak for the applicant?
Hey guys, Brian Stokosa from Day and Stokosa Engineering. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, Brian.
All right, sounds good. I'm here tonight to go through the application with you. AGS Commerce is in front of you for, as mentioned, a coverage variance. AGS stands for Atlantic Gutter Supply. They're an existing company up on Industry Street. They have an existing location. And due to the building that's going on and just the expansion of their business, they're running out of room up on Industry Street. And what they've done is they've gone down and purchased the old C-Tech building. And what they'd like to do is move a majority of their building and warehousing down to this site. And as part of that, they need storage for their gutter supply material. A lot of it's in the backyard right now, not undercover. And what they would like to do is do a prefab metal building and almost attach it to the side of this existing building to support their operation. So a large majority of these buildings together will be warehouse storage of their product, keeping them undercover for security reasons and also preservation of the material. As part of that, they have a small retail component where people will come to the site and pick up gutter supply here and there. It's more of a, they're more of a commercial related business. So it's not like like a Home Depot, but they do have the ability to sell material to clients if they need it. So what we are proposing tonight is an addition that's 174 feet by 116. It falls within the building setbacks of the property. And what we've done is we've offset this building slightly to push it back from the face of the existing building so that it does fit within the setbacks of the property. Along the front, you're going to have a couple of van loading bays. A lot of their material goes out on vans to installations. They will have an at-grade customer pickup area. in case they do have that retail client. And then what they would like to do is also repurpose the existing building, again, convert the majority of it to storage space. There may be a small office vestibule in there for paperwork and an employee area, bathroom area, obviously. The existing parking lot in front of the building right now is asphalt. It's in less than desirable condition. As part of that, there'd be a resurfacing and reestablishment of that paved area. And then looking north toward the northeastern section of the building, there's an existing loading area. It's at grade. What they'd like to do is just modify that slightly so that they can back a tractor trailer in. So they'd be removing roughly, 30 to 40 inches of material so they can load a truck in and they can pull in at the slab grade and they can easily unload a tractor trailer to supply the warehouse. Again, in an industrial zone, it is permitted here tonight for a coverage variance to allow the creation of the building. We fall under an acre of disturbance, so we don't need any New York State DEC permits as it relates to stormwater. Any roof runoff associated with this newer expansion will be captured via gutter system. It'll be introduced to the ground via infiltrators and get the water back into the ground as a groundwater recharge. Other than that, we're going to use the existing access points. Very little tree removal because the site is largely cleared where this building is going. And if anybody's been out to the site, there's an awful lot of tractor trailers that have been dormant for a while. And part of this application is to clean up the parking area and improve the building site. That's it.
Board members, any questions? No? I do have one, Brian. Why is, is there a necessity for the extra 5% of coverage? Is it that just because wanted the building that big, or is it a business reason, or?
They wanted, I guess the way the structures are shipped, the pre-manufactured dimensions that are already designed fit within this dimension that forces that 5% increase. I guess the size smaller was what is customly built and provided by a couple of these manufacturers. It would have cost a substantial amount of money to make that small increase or a small decrease in size. So they went with the slightly larger building. And again, they anticipate, and this application came around before COVID. And this property was purchased a couple of months ago before the pandemic hit. And they were seeing an increase of business then. And since the pandemic, they're one of the few businesses that has increased their operations. And again, it's the demand to keep products under cover to better protect them from the weather.
Okay, is any of that is that a pure covered space or is it all walled space?
It's all covered. It'll be free spanning. They may partition some sections inside, but the way the building is looking right now, it would be free span on the inside. We haven't looked at interior mock-up of how the space is delineated, but it may be a possibility that there's different sections walled off to carry different product.
Okay. Any further questions from the board? If not, I'd like to open the public hearing.
I guess just a quick question about parking. I assume there's sufficient for enough. You won't be parking on the street or anything, right?
No, ma'am. No parking on the street. Everything will be redelineated in front of the existing C-Tech building. When we reconfigure the loading dock to the northeast to allow that tractor trailer delivery. We'll be repurposing and redelineating that pavement area that exists to support additional parking if there is ever the need. We don't anticipate having many employees here. This is more of a warehouse operation. There, if a few employees here and there within the site during the morning before they go out, but.
Okay, great, great, thank you. I'm glad to see eyesore will be improved.
Thank you.
Just one quick question to the board. Did anybody have the opportunity to visit this site?
Yes, I was there.
Okay, I was there as well, thank you. May I have a motion to open the public hearing?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
This is opportunity for any neighbors or public members to make any comments for or against this proposal. I take that as no additional comments. May I have a motion to close the public hearing?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Is the board ready to render a judgment on this? Mm-hmm. All righty. The application presented by Brian Sakalkas. I'm sorry about that, Brian. I mangled your name again. Brian Sakalkas, representing AGS. We are looking at determining a coverage variance. We wish to take into consideration the benefits to the applicant. If the variance is granted, weighed against detriment to the health, safety, and welfare of a neighborhood or community by such a grant. In so doing, we're going to consider the character of the neighborhood and detriment to nearby properties. Having looked at the property myself, right now the CTEC building, you know, appears to be abandoned. And the new building would be an improvement, not only to the current property, but I think it's going to be very consistent with the buildings that surround it. Alternative methods for achieving benefit, as was presented, it looks like we could possibly have a smaller building, but this would cost actually more than the larger building for the said applicant. Of substantiality, 5%, which is roughly, and I don't know, it's gotta be less than 10%, or about a sixth, less than a sixth, is not substantial. So this is not a substantial variance. I haven't heard any impact on physical or environmental conditions to the neighborhood. Self-creation, definitely self-created. You're wanting to build the building. It's bigger than what is normally granted. That would be the findings that I would wish to record. Any additions or changes from board members? I have a motion on the resolution.
Good move.
Second.
Second. Okay. I'd like to call the vote. Nancy? Nancy? We can't hear you. Okay. Regina, will you take thumbs up as an aye from Nancy? Okay. Leanna?
Yes, approve.
Michael?
I vote aye.
Jared?
Aye.
I vote aye. Coverage variance is granted for AGS.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Have a great night.
Okay. You too, Brian. The second item we have on the agenda is an area variance by Sharon and Kurt Beal of 74 Mandalay Drive. They are seeking a relief, essentially a setback relief, to install a hot tub with a side yard setback of 10 feet in their area. That would be a requirement for a 15-foot setback, so they are looking for a relief of 5 feet. Is anybody present to talk to this proposal?
That would be me.
Sharon.
Okay. Please state your full name.
Sharon Beal.
And can you tell us a little bit about what you're planning to do?
Basically, it's a 7x7 hot tub that will be tucked into the corner behind the fences and the trees. So it'll be in a nice private area of the backyard for use. There'll be a pad that would go down that would be, I think, 8x10 for the hot tub to sit on. And then the proper electric will be run.
What type of pad is that?
It would be a cement pad.
Any questions for the board?
I have a question. See, Justin's here. The shed that's there, is that in compliance with zoning?
We can answer yes, it is, but go on, Justin.
I did check before I put it in, so.
So, yeah, so what, 10 by 12?
It's a 10 by 12. I was told I needed 5-foot setbacks.
At the time.
Thank you.
Is there a strict requirement for a concrete pad? That tends to make it more of a permanent structure. I was wondering if you could have something a little less permanent.
I don't know. That was the pool guys, you know, the vendor suggested a concrete pad. And I know our neighbor also has a hot tub and it's also on a concrete pad.
So okay.
Yeah, so I think that's the process.
Do we have any further questions from the board? Okay, may I have a motion to open a public hearing?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any comments, any neighbors present that wish to say anything?
I saw Linda raise her hand.
I saw Linda wanting to say something.
Unmute.
You're muted.
Linda. Can you unmute your mic?
I can't hear you.
Unmute. How's that?
Oh, great. Yes.
Hey. I was just like you about the permanent structure, but you say that was the recommendation that the vendor gave you?
Correct.
Okay. Of course, I don't have a problem. We're good. With anything you want in your backyard.
Linda, can I have your last name just for the record?
Yes. C-A-L-L-I-S hyphen Bennett. Callis Bennett.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Linda.
No problem.
Do we have any other comments? If none, I will accept a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any further questions from board members? Okay. I believe we are ready to move on to determination. Just one quick question. Have board members had a chance to visit the site?
Yes.
Okay. I visited as well. Okay. This application was presented by Sharon Beal. In making its determination area variance application, the board must take into consideration the benefits to the applicant if the variance is granted as weighed against the detriment to the health, safety, and welfare of the neighborhood or community by such a grant. In so doing, this board must weigh the following statutory criteria. One, is it consistent with the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby properties? It appears that it is a consistent use of backyards within the area, and you know, as far as I could tell, is consistent with the other homes in the community. Leanna, would you agree? Is that right? Alternative meat methods. I believe it is not possible to move this hot tub any further away from the boundary line. That's to either Kurt or Sharon.
Oh, actually, if we really move it anywhere else, it's just going to be kind of out in the middle of.
Yeah, no, there's nowhere else to move it.
So there are no alternative methods really to achieve this. Substantiality of the variance, it is roughly a 5 foot out of a 15 foot setback. It may be substantial, but it's, you know, kind of on the edge there. So I would say it's probably not a substantial variance. The factor impact on physical or environmental conditions, I would say there are none. Self-creation is definitely self-created. Would the board members have any other considerations to add? Nope. Are we ready to call the vote?
Yes.
Please, can I have a motion to call the resolution?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Okay. Nancy?
I vote in favor.
Leanna?
Aye. Favor.
Mike?
Vote aye.
Jared?
Aye.
I vote aye as well. Okay. Sharon and Kurt, you have your variance.
Thank you so much.
When's the party?
Don't worry, we'll let you know.
That was my question.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Have a good night.
You too.
Third order of business we have is an area variance by William Ruse of 80 Smith Road. Applicant proposes to construct a 30 by 60 accessory structure and is seeking relief from section 240-47 to construct a building closer to the street than a principal structure. There you are. Well, I thought I saw you on. So would you state your name and give us some information about your proposal?
So my name is William Roose, and I plan on building a garage for myself. my house doesn't have any storage in it, and I don't have a garage. So I'd like to put a garage that I can use to store. I have some cars, toys, boats. I don't want stuff in my yard. The reason why I need to build it in front of my house is because I don't actually have a backyard that would be able to put a building in it, nor would I be able to get a road back there because there is a pool and then my septic is on the other side. So I would maintain proper variances from the setbacks. I apologize. I'm sorry about that. I would maintain proper setbacks from the size of the properties. I was talking to Scott Price. He's my neighbor, and he understands where I'm building the building. I think the building would be about 300 feet away from the road because I have a 600-foot-long driveway. I think the variance is just for being in front of my house.
All righty. Did board members have an opportunity to visit this property?
Yes.
Okay. I also visited the property today. Unfortunately, I believe you were away.
Yeah, I was cutting grass.
So any questions, comments from the board?
No, beautiful property. The nature of the property and the house location.
I appreciate that. I'm trying to really make it nice. If you were there, so you saw that I took down the trees already where it was going to go.
Yes.
So everything else will maintain the same vegetation, and I will actually plant more trees eventually, just to hide it, to keep the privacy.
Mm-hmm. I have no additional questions myself. Barring that, I'll take a motion to open the public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
Do we have anybody present that would wish to speak on this matter? If not, take a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Is the board ready to take a vote on this resolution?
Yes. Okay.
Okay, regarding the application as presented by William Roos, we're going to make a determination on area variance, take into consideration the benefits to the applicant if the variance is granted as weighed against the detriment to the health, safety, and welfare of the neighborhood or community by such a grant. Following criteria need to be taken into account. Character of the neighborhood and detriment to nearby properties. Given its distance from the road and apparently from neighboring properties, plus it appears you have a number of trees and other things surrounding this area, I did not see a change or a detriment to the character of the neighborhood. Any alternative methods? I think you want to need to build a garage. You have no garage. I don't think there's an alternative method to this particular proposal. Substantiality. I would say it is not substantial given that you are still greater than 300 feet from the road. Effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions in the neighborhood. There will be some. You will now have a building that is visible from a surrounding area. Self-creation, definitely self-created. Would the board like to add any other considerations? I would just like to add that you consider planting evergreen type of trees once again to provide some buffer between
I talked about that.
So. Between the road and this building.
Yep, that's fine.
Okay, so you would be okay with that consideration?
Yep.
Okay.
Is that going to be a condition or just a suggestion?
Given the nature of this, let's make that a condition since Mr. Roos appears to be agreeable.
Do we have how tall they have to start out as? I mean, trees take time to grow. I know that. How many distance apart type thing?
Justin, have we ever had a consideration like that on the type of tree, quickness of growth, size?
Because, I mean, conifers usually start, I mean, you can start them between 3 and 5 foot.
Yep.
It depends. I mean, to buy a tree that's 10 foot's like a lot of money.
Yeah, but I mean, then you could. I mean, with something like a white pine, which is going to grow like a weed. You know, that's.
And there are substantial trees around. Like I kept a lot of the big maples and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I understand everything to stay green for all season.
It's far enough back. I don't think we need to get too particular.
Justin, you're saying something?
Mike.
No, sorry, I was trying to figure out how to unmute my phone here.
Okay.
Yeah, I think anywhere from 3 to 5 or 3 to 6 foot. I mean, it's so far back, I don't think he needs to put a ton of them in. Maybe, 3, maybe 4, but I don't think anything too crazy.
Fine. Would that be okay if I did it for next season? Because I don't think by the time the garage is built, it'd be proper time to plant.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I think if you should be given enough time to do it. Obviously, it's been pretty dry, so, and yeah. We'll see what the fall brings, but
nothing's growing right now.
You can get really inexpensive tree seedlings from Dutchess Soil and Water in you sign up in March and you pick them up in May, and I've got 10 extremely tall white pines that I got from there.
Really? Okay.
Like, you get 10 trees for about $14, so that's a good, very good deal.
I can handle that.
Okay.
I can handle that. Yeah, if you give me a, you know, you just tell me what you want, I'll do it. It's not a big deal.
I think what Justin indicated would be fine. You know, three, four, you know, trees of, you know.
And when he comes out to check the progress of the building, he can tell me where he wants and stuff like that. It's not a big deal.
That's agreeable to me. Okay. Are we ready to call the resolution? Or did I hear somebody say something? I guess not. Okay. I call the resolution. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Nancy, your vote?
Aye.
Leanna?
Aye.
Michael?
Aye.
Jared?
Aye.
I vote aye as well. William, good luck with your building.
Thank you, folks. Appreciate it.
Good luck, man.
Good day.
Let us move on to an area variance request by Ralph Roberto for Creekside Lane. He wishes to construct a 504-foot square foot accessory building with a side yard setback of 5 feet. The zoning regulation for his area requires a 25-foot side yard setback. He is seeking a relief of 20 feet for this this new shed accessory structure. I thought I saw you on, Ralph. Oh, there you are. Yeah, Ralph, right, can you speak
right
to this? Yes.
To
okay,
how
please.
How you doing, everybody?
State your name.
My name is Ralph Roberto. I reside at Fort Creekside Lane, Pleasant Valley, zip code, actually LaGrange. 12th of Skidmore Road. I believe you were at the site today, and we looked at it briefly. I don't know if anybody else had a chance to check it out. I sent the paperwork in. Basically, topographically, this is the only place the building could go without major retaining wall excavation, etc. And there's an existing building in the envelope that I marked out already, which has a cement floor, which I'm taking away, and there's actually two floors. There's a small, like, patio next to the shed, and the floor of the shed itself is concrete as well. And I'm going to take them both out, so it will be more of a temporary structure. As far as seclusion from the road, I think the placement where I wanted to put it, where I want to put it, is very secluded. I don't think it would be too much different than what's existing there right now. There'll be no vegetation removal at all, maybe a couple little brushes just to get the delivery vehicle in there. But as far as cutting down any trees or doing anything like that, absolutely not. It'll be total non-invasive, you know, installation.
Could you tell the board, for those who haven't actually physically seen the property, what the property line looks like?
I may be able to project that on my screen. I don't know if everybody will see it. If you give me a second, I can give it a whirl. Let's see how it works. I can leave my sound on, so if it doesn't work, you can tell me to stop.
We got a lot of photographs, Paul.
I just took them all, figuring whatever. I don't know if this is going to work like this. I don't know if there's a way to project it.
Ralph, I made you the co-host, which would allow you to do a share screen.
So I'm looking right now. Multiple participants. One participant can share at a time. Okay, share screen. All right. Here we go. All right. Can you see this?
Yes.
Right, let me open it a different way. It might be a little better. If I open it. All right, there you go. It's a little better if you ask me to make it larger or smaller. All right, can you see my mouse at all?
No, we're still seeing your Windows Explorer. You need to share the portion of your screen that has the window, the photo viewer.
Okay. It should open. I'm going to close this. How's that? Nope. Didn't work. All right, I don't want to waste everybody's time, but I do want to show you.
Well, Paul, we got these in the packet.
That's great. Yes, yes, better. What I'd like to just point out here, based upon my observation, is that on the other side of that drainage easement is what appeared... is roughly I would say it must be a 15 to 20 foot embankment going straight up from Mr. Roberto's property. So that this building effectively, I won't say it abuts that, there is some clearance for the culvert easement, but it is, you know, there's no visibility or sight line at all, you know, in that direction.
Can you, if you look over here, you'll see it. Did the picture change?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, right where, can you see my mouse? I'm not sure if you folks could see it.
The arrow, yes.
All right, on the, yep. On the immediate upper right, it goes straight up. It's almost 20 feet tall. See if I get a different view. There's the pad I was talking about next to the existing shed, the concrete. That's going to come out. There's the mark. There's the hill right there. In the background, it goes probably almost twice the height of the shed, I believe. It looks like there's sky behind it, but there's not. Here's the slab once again. That's coming out. The slab under the other shed's coming out. The ground is very firm there. I don't think water would be a problem with the integrity. It's going to be on a tamped gravel base, which the manufacturer recommends. And there's a view from halfway in the yard. Here's a view from the street. If you pull in my driveway about 5 feet, that's what you're looking at. You can't even see it. Because there's one large tree there. And there's another large tree right here. I don't know if you can see my mouse.
Yes, we can.
Okay, so this is a very large pine tree. And this is a very large, I don't know what it is. I don't think it's a maple. It's similar to a maple. I'll try to go back to one.
Nope.
And it's 145 feet off the street. It's actually behind the house. You know, if you measure from the street, mm-hmm. I'm going to say it's pretty great deal. I tried to get my 104 degree right, folks, but that's what I came up with.
Okay.
Basically parallel to the culvert, I guess. Ended up being 104 degrees. I wasn't aiming for that intentionally.
Any further questions for board members? No? Justin, are you aware of this culvert that this easement is? And do you have any concerns with that from a stormwater or drainage issue?
I'm not aware of the culvert, but I mean, I don't foresee it being any issue. It's something to talk with maybe with Wanda.
Okay.
But
that's another reason why I'm not doing the concrete. If it ever had to be moved, we can get it out of there in a day or so. Just slide it across the lawn and slide it back. It's only a building.
Okay. Any further questions from the board?
All right. My screen that I showed has closed. Does anybody like see it again or anything?
No.
Okay. No.
Okay. Can I have a motion to open the public hearing?
I move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you, everybody.
Public hearing's open. Any comments, any concerns from anybody that's on the call? Barring any commentary, I would take a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Is the board ready to vote on this resolution?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Given that, I will go through determination for the record of findings. This application was presented by Ralph Roberto. In making its determination on area variance application, this board must take into consideration the benefits to the applicant if the variance is granted is weighed against detriment to the health, safety, and welfare of the neighborhood or community by such grant. In so doing, this board must weigh the following statutory criteria. Character of the neighborhood. Since this is a replacement of an existing shed and given the location of said shed, I think it's entirely consistent with this neighborhood, and there is minimal effect for nearby properties. Alternative methods, I really don't see any alternative methods. In this case, applicant wishes to build a shed to improve the one that is currently there. That's what it is. Substantiality. Well, it is a substantial variance, 20 feet out of, a requirement of 25 feet. However, I believe that this is substantially mitigated by the presence of this large embankment behind this shed. Effect or impact on physical and environmental conditions. It would appear that this should be minimal, given that the applicant is using a gravel-based pad. Should there be any problems with the drainage easement, these should be able to be rectified. Self-creation of the difficulty, definitely it's self-created in that the applicant wishes to construct a new shed. Are there any other considerations that the board would like to add? Say no. I have none myself. Do we wish to call a resolution? If so, may I get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Nancy, what is your vote?
Aye.
Leanna?
Aye.
Mike?
Aye.
Jared?
Aye.
I also vote aye. Good luck with your shed, Mr. Roberto.
Thank you, everybody. Stay safe.
You too.
Thank you. Say goodbye, Sam. Say goodbye. Over here, say goodbye. Okay. My wife's away, so he's like stuck to me like glue. Go to bed now. Stop doing that. Thank you, everyone. Have a great night.
Okay, you too.
Behave, behave.
All righty, now on to the fifth order of business. This is an area variance requested by Land Invest Properties, LLC, at 46 Freedom Road. The applicant is seeking a relief of 9.1 feet in a single-family residence, which typically in this zoning area requires a side yard setback of 30 feet. Do we have anyone present to speak to this application?
I'm here, Jeff Fredrickson, for Land Invest Properties.
Hi, Jeff. Can you please tell us about this, what we have to look at here?
Well, I'm coming in after the fact, after the house was built. The owner, he passed about a month ago, so I'm trying to rectify the problem here. We came up with three different scenarios. One was be to put a fence so it wouldn't be, the house wouldn't be in view for the neighbor. One would be to put trees in, four trees, and the other would be a series of a couple trees and a couple panels of fence. But the new buyer of the home would like to see the fence. So maybe possibly they could continue it at a later date.
Did someone unmute their mic? I missed the last little statement, Jeff. There was an echo on the line.
Oh, okay. Well, the new owner of the home would like the sections of fence put up because they may continue it at a later date with the fence. The trees, planting the trees would encroach on their property, you know, because they're going to grow pretty rapid. And it would just make it harder later with the trees. So they're preferring that we put the fence up.
Okay. Did the town board, the ZBA meeting members have time to visit this property?
Yes.
Do we have any further questions of Mr. Fredrickson? No, I see none. I'd like to take a motion to open a public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Public hearing is now open for members of attending this meeting that wish to make comment for and against this proposal.
Yes. No, 50 Freedom Road, JJ Reed and my wife, Christy Reed here. We're the neighbors. When I saw this house being constructed, I had a problem with it because it felt like it was right on top of me to begin with. And I called the board several months ago and said that it was too close to well. I felt was too close to my well as in addition to the house being so close. And I was passed off to the Department of Health at that point to just kind of talk about the well situation. But anyway, my point is, I think this is a pretty serious infraction on the quality of our livelihood and what the use and the enjoyment of our property. We have a pool in the backyard. You know, I just don't, there's a few things that I really don't understand, and I'd like you to explain to me, like, why is the house angled like 30 degrees towards my house? Like, when on the maps, it's parallel on a map. That's the first thing. And then the second thing is, I was curious to know if you had an as-built survey map of where exactly the house is, not the proposed map, but the as-built map and the position and the angle of it. To me, the resolution to us, the resolution and the solution, and I've talked to two different landscaping companies, Adams being one of them, and Benny's Lawn and Tree Service. I think a very adequate screen would be a tree line going down. I think there's no other fences in the subdivision with my neighbors. I think a fence would, you know, I'm not for a fence at all. I think a tree line would be good. And basically, you know, from what I've learned from the landscapers, I'm looking at like 13 trees, like from every to cover every vantage point that infringes on my property. And it devalued the property, I feel, according to licensed real estate brokers that I've spoken to. So when I pull in my driveway, I don't want to see the front of their house. There should be a tree right there, like in about halfway down their driveway, and the tree line should start there and go all the way back to where their deck is, so that they can't be at their deck, like looking directly into my pool. So I measured 130 feet of coverage is what I think is completely adequate. And it is, you know, 13 trees separated 10 feet apart from each other, I think, like, and actually the trees that I had looked at were arborvitaes. So that's one of the trees that I, you know, that I'm considering. I did actually originally think Norway spruces would be good, but they're too big. So that's pretty much, I mean, that's where we stand. And, you know, on top of it all, you know, I think that because for resale value, if we were to ever sell our house, this really affects our bottom line. And, you know, at this point, I think an appropriate line of action would be to seize an increase in our taxes is what I'm proposing for like the next 20 years on top of the tree line. So I don't really want to go into litigation with this, but because the town messed up, I feel like the town messed up. It wasn't the builder's fault. I don't know what the checks and balances systems are. I don't know how this got past everybody, but this is the town's fault. And I think an adequate screening is 13 tree line going down that covers every vantage point. And I don't know if you could, I don't know if you ever had a seize on raising taxes. I don't know if that's appropriate or not, but I believe that it is for 20 years, and I want it to be transferable in case we do leave, so that the new owners, if somebody were to buy, would also have that luxury.
You know, I would say that right, considering things right now, you know, or placing a condition of an assise on taxes is not within the purview of this board. So we can't consider that here. Gotcha. That you would have to go through, you know, other mechanisms to pursue that.
Okay.
We can, you know, consider, you know, some of the mitigation and remediation activities that are proposed or that you are proposing consideration for this variance, and so that's pretty much where, from at least from the bounds of this board, where we would be. I'd like to either solicit any other comments.
Yes, Linda Crow, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Linda.
Okay, it's Linda Crowell. I'm at 56 Freedom Road. I'm Christy and James Reed's neighbor. And I recently built here 2 years ago. And I have a nice setback between them and myself of 45 feet on the side. And I've done some mitigation with putting some trees in that will grow eventually. But when I first saw this house going up, I didn't feel that it was, you know, I know there are no deed restrictions, but it didn't seem like it was in keeping with the other houses in the subdivision to begin with. It's modular, it's the deck in the back sticks way up in the air, so it's very visible to me when people are living there. It's not, it's a raised ranch with no basement. It really, and I'm in real estate, and it's an eyesore. I beg your pardon. I feel far badly. I'm saying this in front of the inherited builder, but it is an eyesore. So I do feel also the setback. I do understand there's nothing you can do about the house that's there, but I do feel it needs to be mitigated. I have to say something about the fence. I do see, even though I'm a friend of JJ's, I know if there are trees there, right there, right where the house is, they could develop and encroach on both sides if there are trees right along where the house is. So I had suggested to him a plan. He has to say what he wants, but I thought maybe the trees could be on either side of the house all the way down, as he's requested, and some fencing. But a whole fence, I think, would be an eyesore. I do feel it's not in keeping. The whole house is not in keeping. So I would hope that some shielding would be done so that we don't have to look at it. And it is after the fact, which is a shame, because everybody else preceding this application was before the fact and done it the right way. So, and I'm hoping in the future, the remaining lot, that everybody keeps an eye on that and doesn't make the same mistake, because I'm going to have that one on top of me if anybody ever buys. As it is, these lots are very irregular, and there are constraints with the initial subdivision plan that was submitted to the county. But I think I've said my piece.
Okay.
The right thing for JJ and, you know, all of us.
Okay, thank you, Linda. I see Kim Lattenville, you have your hand up?
Yes, we are.
Could you state your name? State your name and address for the record, please.
Kimberly Lattenville and Joseph Lattenville for 46 Freedom Road. We're the buyers of the house. And we would like a fence put up because that's what we plan on putting up anyway. So we wanted to have a fence there, and we figured if there had to be something that went up between the houses because it was built too close, that, you know, if we're going to put a fence anyway, then we might as well put a fence up. We really don't want any trees or shrubs or anything, because like it can grow and the roots can affect our house and everything, because they'd be too close. They'd grow, you know, it's going to be on our property. So we want to have a say in what's on our property. That's what I feel like. If it's on our property, we get to pick what's on our property. It's not going on anyone else's property. It's going on ours. Joe, did you want to add anything? So I just don't see how it's anyone else's decision. If it's being put on our property, it's going to be a fence. And we would just really like the variance so we can close on our house.
Jeff, did you have something to say?
Yes, go ahead. No, I mean, it's the house is too close to us. So, you know, it's not our fault. We were the first people that lived here when it first came in. And yeah, I mean, it needs to be rectified. I don't think that the buyers should be responsible anyway. I think the town should be responsible. But if they're going to be responsible, it, you know, then they should kind of basically, they should honor the request that we have, since we've been living there and their house is too close to us.
And I, so, think I don't understand, if it's going on our property, whatever is put in has to be our decision. It's not going on your property. If you want trees, you can put them on your property. We don't want trees on our property. We have a line of trees on the other side of our property. We would prefer a fence. We want a fence up anyway. We want a fence in part of the yard or all of the yard. So that's just our decision.
But wouldn't it be nice if as neighbors, because everybody here that's here gets along beautifully, and it would be a shame to have a bad situation to begin with new people coming in. It is only reach a compromise between everybody, because it's not the Reed's fault that the house was built too close. And I do realize you will be the owners, but it would be nice if there could be a compromise so that we all get along, because I get along with everybody here, with Nancy, the original owner of the whole, her husband owned all of this property as a farmer once in the beginning, and Nancy Marshall up top, and then Jim Liberti is an absolute great guy, and I just moved in 2 years ago. We're all friendly, and it's a great subdivision, and I just would be a shame to start it off on the wrong foot. So it would be very nice if there would be a little give and take.
But I'm not looking to put in a fence to go against anybody. It has nothing to do with that. It just, you know, we have, you know, a dog running around, and we have some kids. We just want our yard fenced in, so that way they have a safe place to run around and play. It has nothing to do with not being neighborly. I have no problem. I would love to, you know, meet everybody and make friends and get to know you guys. But I just, I want it for the safety of having a family and having, you know, a space where, like, I know if I, you know, have my kid outside that they can run around and they're not going to run out into the street. They'll have a fenced in area where they can play safely. So that's really what it has to do with.
So are you talking about fencing in the entire property?
Mr. Chairman, point of order. They should be adjusting the board, not going back and forth between each other.
Okay. I apologize.
And if you could call on them, it would be a little more helpful.
Okay. Well, I'd love to know what the board has to say, because I've said what I needed to say.
I would like to say something to the board, that the reason why trees are our request, because they'll grow to a certain height that will actually block their view into our pool and into our, I'm in my driveway grilling. I'm playing basketball with my son. I'm doing all these things. A fence, what kind of fence are you talking about? Like a, you know, like a wooden Adams fence, or like we're talking like it just, the fence doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, she's right. It's her property. She can build whatever she wants. If she wants to put a fence down the road, of course.
Right.
But this issue is about the variance of 9.1 feet, that this house is too close to our property. So when we're talking about the privacy and mitigating that 9.1 feet for us as the property owners, we prefer trees. That's our preference.
Has the town considered any of these options, and do they have any opinion, given that they've worked with this for a lengthy period of time?
No, I mean, I think what the town was trying to do was bring these three different scenarios, you know, giving them, you know, options, and then that's at the table, and it's not us to decide, you know, okay, it's going to be trees or it's going to be fence. It's, you know, it's got to be an agreement between the two. And Jeff has said, you know, he's willing to, you know, take care of this. You know, he'd be out there tomorrow to start either putting fence or planting some trees, whatever needs to be done. So, but the town can't say it's a fence or it's a, you know, we're just bringing these, you know, after dealing with Jeff, you know, these three scenarios. So here's some options and what's going to work best for the, you know, the owners here.
Can I just ask the town had to sign off on the building of this, so issuing the permit for this. So I don't understand how it got this far without it even being brought up. So the fact that it was signed off on, you know, and now we've already moved out of our condo. We're supposed to close on Wednesday. We need a CFO to do that, and we can't get it until we get this variance. So I would really appreciate it being issued tonight, because what are you telling me? I have to live somewhere else for another how long until this decision gets made? That can't happen. We need to have a decision and make this, you know, work tonight, because I can't live somewhere else for God knows how long until, you know, the board meets again. It's not feasible.
Yeah, well, it's the board that grants the variance at this point. It's not, you know, it's not with me or anything like that. So that's why we're here, is the hope that we can come to some agreement of, you know, what we're going to do for the mediation, and hopefully grant this, you know, the plan, grant this variance with a plan in place, and to implement that plan.
Okay, so can we do that here tonight?
Well, right now it seems that we are a bit of an impasse as to the mediation required. You're saying one thing, the neighbors are asking for something else.
It's going on my property. Shouldn't that mean more? I mean, no offense, but we're not asking to put it on anyone else's property. What do you want me to do? I've moved out of my condo. I have literally no place to live right now. What would you like me to do? So I just have to wait and hope that we can all come to an agreement in what, a week, 2 weeks from now? I don't understand. Can't we just agree that we're going to put up a fence? It's going to go on our property and end of story? I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
You have to understand, like, everyone else is living in their house right now. I'm living somewhere else with other people right now because I have no place to live because I've already closed on my condo.
Can I say something?
Just
a second.
Can I
finish?
Just a moment.
For 2 weeks to try to wait for this meeting, and I was told by Ken, the building inspector who I spoke with extensively about this issue, that everything has been discussed and everything, and this was supposed to just be a formality. It was supposed to be granted here. I get my C of O, and I can close for Wednesday. And now you're telling me that's questionable, and I have to figure something out for how long? I have to move into this house.
Okay, I understand, Ms. Lattenville. Mr. Reed, did you have a question?
No, I was just gonna say that I'm sticking to I want trees. It's more privacy, and you know, it's unfortunate your circumstance, but you should have considered all that before you purchased the house and got all the information about the board screwing this up.
Right.
So it's not my
fault.
It's not my fault. It's not my problem.
Mr. Chairman, point of order.
Mr. Reed, Ms. Lattenville, please.
Paul, I'm muted, everybody. You can unmute yourself. Go ahead.
Thank you, Chris. Okay, I think we understand the crux of the matter. Does the board have any comments or questions they wish to ask of either of the participants? Mike.
So a question about 56 Freedom Road. So there was by looking at these are weird state properties. That's a fact. 56 Freedom Road, the house sits a little bit further back from the road than the other two. I understand that, Mr. Reed, you were saying that there's privacy issues with 46, but is it not that 56 actually has a more of a view of your backyard and pool than 46 would be?
It it's not so much the view, it's being right on top of us. And no, they don't. The field kind of sort of blocks some of that, and so does Linda's house at this point. But it's the fact that they're right there on top of it. That's the issue. It's not looking at it from the distance.
Like, although their properties have a significant space between them, you can't hear each other, you're not, you know, in each other's business. This is literally, you walk out the garage, it's right there. And I feel bad for the new owners. This is not their fault. This was the, you know, what was told where the house goes, but it's an issue.
You know, it feels like that house was squeezed in to these lots just to get, you know, more tax money, or I don't know what the reason is, but it doesn't even like fit there so well in the way that it's angled and everything. I don't know.
But that doesn't really
have
a bearing on this discussion.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Nancy.
This is a possible solution that since the Reeds want vegetation, that Mr. Fredrickson supply trees for them on their property, placed where they want, and that the Latinvilles go ahead with the fence where they want at their own expense, since that's what they were planning on doing anyway.
Mr. Reed, would that be acceptable?
Yeah, but yes, I mean, that's definitely a solution. But I still, how many trees are we talking about? I mean, four, you know what I mean? Like, how many trees, I guess?
Can we choose
the type of tree?
Okay. Yes. Well, let's pose that question to Mr. Fredrickson. Can you unmute your bike, sir?
Unmute?
Yep. You need to unmute your mic.
How's that?
That's better.
Okay. I don't want to get away from the issue. The issue is the 9 feet of the house, too close. The issue shouldn't be the whole property line. That's not the issue here. The issue is the 9 feet, we're 9 feet too close to the property line. So we're looking to shield that 9 feet. And that's all, the width of the house. So whatever is chosen, but the new owner wants a fence, it doesn't encroach on their property, and they can continue the fence at a later date.
But what about trees on the Reed's property?
I'm not looking to do anything on their property, to be honest with you.
Well, then there's no solution, right? Then we're at an impasse.
Then that's up to the town.
What about on the line? The line.
On the line would just create a problem at a later date.
Yeah, and there's no trees on any of the other properties, so why do they have to go on our property?
We're saying we will put the trees on our property if it's paid for.
Yeah.
Because once again, this was a mistake by the town.
So why does it have to be trees? If we want a fence anyway and we're going to put it up, that's
you're what?
You can put a fence up. That was the solution that Nancy Swanson suggested. You right. can put your fence up, but we were
on
just
property, and then you can put trees up on yours. And then
no, yeah, that's fine. But Mr. Fred, the builder, is going to have to do that for us because there was a mistake that's been made by the town, and the builder proceeded with their zoning infraction. So that's what I'm saying. Put a tree line up, but it's got to be paid for. I want the privacy.
And it should go past the house to the back of, to the stairs where the deck is, because that
exactly.
structure is closer to the property line, not just the actual house. The deck and the stairs are included.
Should I literally measured 130 feet.
So, Mr. Chair?
Yes?
This sounds like a matter between the town and Mr. Fredrickson.
Justin, is the town prepared to address this with Mr. Fredrickson?
I mean, I'm not prepared to address anything. You know, obviously, if there's going to have to be talks with the town attorney, you know, like I said, they came with the three scenarios, and, you know, I can't speak on it anymore at this time without, you know, speaking with, you know, my boss and Mr. Fredrickson.
Can you issue us the CFO and we just deal with this after the fact? Because I'm sorry, we can't not be living somewhere. You're literally preventing us from moving into our house. If we don't have a variance, we don't have a CFO. So what am I
saying? Look, I think there was talks, wasn't there? There was talks about putting money in escrow, and that way money is there to, if we can't come to this decision tonight, that there's money in escrow, so we continue to, you know, work towards this mediation plan in order to issue the CO. And so as long as money's held in escrow.
Then you'll issue us the CO tonight?
We will issue the variance tonight. It's up to
I
the town office.
Yeah, we can't issue a CO unless the variance is granted. And that's why I think we had talked about putting money in escrow and having that held if we weren't able to come to some agreement, you know, with a mediation plan, and that way we can move forward, and then the money's there to, you know, work with this mediation plan and going forward. So it's there when we do come to some agreement.
So what does that mean for me being able to close on Wednesday? That's what I want to know.
If the variance is granted, we can issue the CO.
Okay. Can we issue the variance?
Well, I would like to add to the variance the condition that there is a hope of resolution of this matter. If not, it's going to sit there, and the town and everybody's going to have to face this at a later date. It appears that the builder is willing to finance a portion of this fence, you know, whether it's 50 feet or whatever that is the case. Is that true right now, Mr. Fredrickson?
Right.
Okay. It is also, I noticed that you gave us a proposal for additional plantings and trees as an option to mitigate this matter as well.
That we're not going to do. We're getting away from the problem. The problem is the house is 9 feet too close to the property, so we can shield the house from. And that's what we're looking to do.
Can I say something, please?
Who is speaking?
Darlene, I am JJ's sister.
Okay.
I believe that this is the town's problem right now, and I don't believe that a variance should be given at this point until there is a resolution.
So would it be fruitful to talk about how much money is required to put into escrow to make both parties happy?
Well, I gave the three scenarios. I mean, you can pick the highest of the three scenarios and put in escrow.
Have the party seen these proposals?
I'm not aware of I'd like to then read into the record three proposals we have seen from Landvest. Scenario one is five sections of fence and posts installed for a probable cost of, let's say, nominally $1,700. Scenario two is 4 7 to 8 foot Colorado spruce trees, a nominal cost of $1,700 to $1,800. Scenario three is a combination of those two, basically two trees and two sections of fence and posts for nominally $1,400 to $1,500. Those are the three proposals we received from Landvest Properties. That's as you, that you agree with that, Mr. Fredrickson?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Did you get a reaction from the town on those figures?
I'm sorry, are you talking to me?
Yes, sorry.
I sent the proposal with the estimates from Adams. And that's, you know, it's backed up in the documentation.
Okay. But was there a reaction from anybody at the town?
A reaction from them?
Yes.
No. No, not that I know of. Again, the real issue is the 40-some feet of the house being too close to the property. As far as someone not somebody that wants to swim in their pool and not be seen, they should have bought the lot. And they could have predicated what was put there, but that's where we stand.
Can I say something?
The separation between the two houses is actually more than what would be required of 60 feet. It's almost 70 feet.
I believe my brother had his house appraised, and it was, they were given a number, and after this issue with the house, it is now lower because of this problem. So this is, even though you keep saying it's 9 feet, this is an issue for my brother and his wife. And I know you keep saying it's 9 feet, but their house value has gone down because of this. And it's a financial burden now, so.
Well,
do we have any other comments or questions that the board would like to ask the applicant or the neighbors?
Well, it seems to me if we could agree on a reasonable escrow figure, then, and we could set that, then we could postpone the decision on trees and fence to a later date. It would be covered by an escrow amount.
Honestly, like, I spoke with Ken, the building inspector at the town hall, multiple times, and he pretty much assured me that this was just a formality. There wasn't going to be any issues, that we could pick whatever fence we want, however, you know, whatever style we wanted, and there wouldn't be any issue, and that it would just be pretty much, this would just be the meeting to just grant the variance. And now it's like we're getting all these issues from people, and I don't even know where his sister lives. Does she live in the area? Like, how does she have a say in this? So I'm sorry, I just don't understand how everyone else's opinion is relevant. If it's going on our property, we're going to be the owners of the property. We're going to have be the ones that have the say in what goes on our property. Not, I'm sorry, if someone wants to build something on their property, I don't have a say in what they put there. They want to put up trees and stuff. That's for them to decide, or with the town, if it's something that requires some sort of building permit. It's not for me to say that they can't do that. So why do they get to tell me what I have to put on my own property? If I don't want trees, then I should be able to get a fence. It's going on my property. I'm not putting it on anyone else's property. It'll be off the property enough so that way we can maintain it. And, you know, I don't see what the issue is, and I don't know why everyone has to have an opinion on this matter. I'm sorry. I really don't. It's my going to be my property, and I would love to close on my house so I can move in, because right now I have no place to live. I'm living with other people at this point.
All right. So thank you.
I need a CO, and I need a variance issued tonight.
Are there any further comments from the public regarding this?
I just want to make an observation as a bystander on 56 Freedom Road. It's not funny. This is a very serious situation on both sides. I thought I heard the potential buyer saying that she wanted to put the fence up and they were going to absorb the cost of the fence. And I thought I heard...
No, I'm not...
My neighbor, I thought that's what I heard, that you wanted to put a fence up.
Yes, put a fence up, yes, but I will pay for the other part, the builder or Jeff, whoever. Jeff is going to be putting up a section of it to satisfy the variance. That's what he's dealing with. We'll pay whatever other fence we put up, that we would pay for. That's all I'm saying. Like, I don't want to assume that I'm paying for this that is involved with the variance.
Okay. So the fencing part that would cover the house is being paid by the builder?
Yes.
Not you.
Right.
Okay. In any event, I thought I heard that was established, and then that the Reeds thought that they would accept that fence if the builder would accept to put on his property some trees to at least hide the fence, because it just seems like it's an impasse, and I just would hope that there could be a compromise where both people could be at least satisfied to some degree.
But I think the issue is how long is the line of trees and how long is the fence? So I think everybody agrees. Well,
that's up to them, but my observation is that they just want, I thought I heard my neighbor say the house plus the deck stairs. He said, at least.
Yes.
In front of the house to the deck of the stairs as a compromise if this is going to be such a major issue with trees. And probably hardwoods would be the best thing, because they eventually would get bushy at the top and hide the house. And the trunk would be in front of the fence. And then he wouldn't have a whole big thing growing on his property. And it wouldn't hurt them either, because it would be on his property. I'm going to keep out of this from now on.
Thank you, Linda.
Sorry, guys. Good luck.
Any further comments from the public? I'd like to take a motion to close the public hearing.
I move.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Just a question.
Yes, Nancy.
Once we close a public hearing, we have certain time limitations. Do we care about those, or just...
I wasn't thinking we were going to defer.
Okay.
That is your...
So what's going to happen once you close the meeting, though? Are we going to be...
Mr. Chairman, we're in the middle of the vote.
It's just closing the public hearing.
Mr. Chairman, point of order, we are in the middle of a vote.
Let's complete the vote, please. All in favor of closing the public hearing? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Board members, any further discussion on this? Nancy, this is anything more that you would like to add?
No.
Leanna? Jared?
I would hope that we figure out something where they're both happy here, because they do have to be neighbors, you know.
Well, hope so too. Mike, anything?
I mean, so at this point, I don't think we need any further discussion on what it's going to be. I think we had talked about putting some money in escrow, let them figure that out. I think that's what based on the decision that's been put forth in front of us, as written by the town attorney, really, I think our decision should be based upon how much of that screening there should be, not what the type of screening is. And we can certainly put together a put a dollar amount on the escrow escrow amount.
Okay. Is the board ready to move ahead with the findings and a decision on this?
Yes.
Jared, Leanna? Mike, I assume so?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to read you a record of findings that I have on this. This matter having come to be heard before a duly convened meeting of the Zoning Board of Appeals, facts and matters and evidence produced by the applicant and building department and interested parties have been duly heard, received, considered, and duly deliberate deliberation having been had. The application was presented by Jeff Fredrickson, representing Landvest Properties LLC. In making its determination on an area variance application, this board must take into account the consideration that benefits the applicants if the variance is granted as weighed against the detriment to the health, safety, and welfare of the neighborhood or community by such grant. In doing so, this board must weigh the following statutory criteria. Character of the neighborhood and detriment to nearby properties. This property is located in a residential neighborhood made up of single family residents on lots larger than 1 acre. In order to determine whether the requested variance would produce such a change or impact, the Zoning Board of Appeals would look into the development patterns of the community. Where the requested variance is consistent with the prevailing pattern of development, this factor vary favors the granting of the variance. In this case, we have a single family home which fits within the character of the neighborhood, which is made up by other single family homes. The proposed variance, you know, has been objected to by the owners of 50 Freedom Road, Christy and James Reed. These Reeds have submitted a letter dated June 15th, 2020. The Reeds aver that a 9-foot deviation will result in a loss of privacy and a decrease in their property's value. It should be noted that the homes on the Reeds property and the subject property are presently 70.2 feet apart. The ZBA, I took that off the surveys, by the way, so it should be accurate. The ZBA appreciates that this is more desirable to the Reeds as to have the distance as much as possible from the neighboring home. However, there is no evidence to suggest that a closer proximity of 9 feet would demonstrably reduce the value of the Reed's home or otherwise hinder their privacy. Nevertheless, it is appropriate for the ZBA to consider what, if any, conditions should be imposed to improve and perhaps provide greater privacy than what could otherwise be achieved if the applicant's residence were a mere 9 foot further away. Such conditions would ensure that any detriment created by the variance would be mitigated. Alternative methods for achieving benefits sought by the applicant. At this juncture, the only alternative available is to raise the single family home that's on the subject property. Since this is an extreme measure and the reduction in privacy to the neighboring property can be mitigated through certain conditions, the ZBA concludes there is no reasonable alternative methods available to the applicant. Substantiality of the variance. The variance of 9 feet is not considered substantial, particularly when compared to the total distance that will remain between the subject property and the neighboring property at 50 Freedom Road. Effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions in the neighborhood. There was no evidence presented that the variance will have a negative impact on physical or environmental creations of the neighborhood. Self-creation of difficulty. This is where we get into the more difficult thing. So bear with me because we did do some due diligence in reviewing this. There is a presumption that self-created hardship exists where the property owner had actual or constructive knowledge of the limitations on the use of the property under the zoning ordinances in effect prior to or at the time of purchase. There is a case law reference, which would be McClassen Realty versus Town of Patterson. However, it is possible for an applicant to defeat this presumption by showing a reasonable reliance on the opinion of a public official or public documents. This is also in case law, Laundrette Associates versus Smith, holding that expenditures made in good reliance on an invalid building permit may be considered proof of hardship. Here, though, there is no dispute that the applicant relied upon the representations of the deputy zoning administrator when it was advised on the subject property was located in a zoning district with a 20-foot setback. The applicant had every reason to rely upon the deputy zoning administrator's representation. It was not until construction was complete that the zoning administrator noticed the error. Accordingly, the ZBA holds the applicant's reliances on the assurances of the deputy zoning administrator precludes a finding of self-created hardship. Now, other considerations. We are authorized, the ZBA, to, by statute, to impose such reasonable conditions and restrictions that are directly related to and incidental to the proposed use of the property for the purpose of minimizing any adverse impact on the neighborhood or community that granting the variance may cause. So, in our discussions, it appears that there should be certain mitigation items granted. Definitely, it appears that a fence is required along the affected area. It also seems that some sort of vegetation should be provided along this affected area. The affected area would be, and bear with me while I pull up a survey here, would essentially be from the rear edge of the stairway coming down from the deck to the nominally the front corner plus what appears to be about 10 feet on the house itself. That is a map that I had received from, I believe, Mr. Fredrickson. You sent us this. And so along that affected area is where we would have the expectation of some form of fencing and some form of vegetative barrier. I believe also that we should, as a board, establish a not to exceed number of the cost for this. Is there any notion as to what that amount should be? Any board members wish to chime in here?
Mr. Chairman, quick question. You had mentioned the necessity of fencing and vegetation. Can that just be considered called screening?
That's a fair point. To be determined later?
Yes.
Type of screening?
Yes.
Okay.
Everyone else is okay. If everyone else is okay with that.
Okay.
And I'll put forth, I think based on the proposals that were submitted for the various options and given a little bit of wiggle room, I would say not to exceed 2,500.
Mr. Fredrickson, are you agreeable to that amount?
That's fine.
Very good. Are we ready to call the resolution?
Yes.
May I have a motion to that effect?
So move.
A second?
Second.
Okay, I would like to call the vote. Nancy?
Aye.
Leanna?
Aye.
Mike?
Aye.
Jared?
Aye.
I vote aye as well. We hereby grant an area variance of 9 feet to this property, subject to the conditions that we put in the resolution.
Very good.
Okay. If I have no other further business this evening, I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
I move.
Second?
Second.
Can I just ask a quick question?
Yes.
I'm sorry. First of all, thank you for granting the variance. I appreciate that. And second of all, I just wanted to know, does this mean now that the C of O will be issued?
That will be a matter up to the building inspector's office. I suspect they will move on it in a prompt fashion. And yes.
I work in the same office with the building inspector, so I will be discussing it with him as soon as we arrive tomorrow morning. So the process is already in motion. You know, we know where we're at, so we are waiting for the variance. So if you want to give us a call tomorrow morning after 9, you can speak to myself or Ken.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Of course.
Okay. Motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Yeah.